Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
We want you to give something a try.
Okay.
So if you're in the market to sell your car, maybe you want to trade it in for a new one, but you're afraid about how much you're actually going to get for it. You've got to try TrueCar. They've been a friend of this show for a long time, since the very beginning. And yes, in just 1 minute, they can get you a true cash offer on your car.
It doesn't get any easier than that, and you can do it right from your smartphone. Just go to TrueCar, enter your license plate number, and answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's worth a minute of your time.
Then you just bring your car in, and they'll check it out with you. You can ask questions, get all the answers you need, so there are no surprises. Then, simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a brand new ride, and it only takes a minute to get that plan together.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's the Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, a ton of topics to get to and around a jump ball. We'll get our picks of the week. Of course, we're going to get Borderline and an awesome new game called Zero to Political. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm not laughing because I used to be a stutter. Because that's how my stutter kicked in when Halle Berry got in the elevator with me. And I was trying to close the deal. I couldn't.
Mama gonna beat you.
One more time, Rob.
Well, welcome to the Killer Dome.
Oh, that's great.
There you go, Big Podcast with Shaq.
So, Rob.
Yeah, buddy.
Whenever one of us stutters, you got to drop that in.
Oh, yeah. I'll have it on the ready. We got Reading Rainbow on the ready now these days.
I heard a couple people say that it sounded like, what's his name? From Caddyshack to when he's putting Chevy Chase.
Oh yeah.
That was so funny. And you are gay.
Oh, why are you gay?
Oh, come on, that was funny as hell. That was funny as hell.
Yo, I'm not messing with those people.
You're not messing with me, but you're laughing.
Nah, not at that one, America. America's not me.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
why
not him.
Why are you gay?
Who's gay?
Who's gay? You are gay. If Rock laughs, that means it's okay.
No, it's
that
not,
was
no.
Alex.
Oh, if it was Alex.
I'm not laughing at that, America.
I am. We'll get back
terrible.
To it.
Especially with this show.
Yeah, no joke. We have a very large variety of topics we're going to get to in a second here in Jump Ball, but one story I didn't bring up last week that I thought was the most entertaining story of the week that I found after we taped the show. Hasbro Toys now owns Death Row Records.
How about that?
What?
Isn't that the most amazing?
That's crazy. Shaq, and first of all, how did you not buy Death Row Records? You own everything.
I didn't know it was for sale.
Well, isn't that amazing? That's because Hasbro was buying it.
They bought it for $4
billion? No, so they bought a company called Entertainment One for $4 billion so they could get the rights to a bunch of different toys, like PJ Masks and all this stuff. But Entertainment One's also a music label. They've owned Death Row since 2013. So when they bought that company for all the toys, well, now Hasbro, who's notorious for Mr. Potato Head and Monopoly, owns Death Row Records.
Well, now, too, there's a whole new thing now. They're changing some of the games already. You didn't see this one today?
With the new toys?
They're changing them now. Like in the game of life, there's like a drive-by. There might be a drive-by. You can have that. Then they said, plus two, you have a second car for the baby's mama. Baby mama's in the car behind you.
Boo,
you
got
all these things.
Boo.
I'm not going to lie. I never thought one of the dopest labels in rap history would be owned by a toy
Hasbro.
Company.
Hasbro.
For Atlanta?
But hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Who got that money?
What do you mean, who got the money?
Well, you said Entertainment One. No, you said Entertainment One bought Death Row. Who got the money?
Everybody from Death Row
whoever the owners of the label were.
No, Suge ain't getting none of that money.
Suge doesn't get any of it.
Suge didn't get anything.
Dre's not getting any of that money.
I mean, it's
damn. Who did
it? Wait a minute. Is it People's Estates? too? Like,
maybe.
Are they like, is stuff in trust? Like, you got to think some of the stuff's in trust.
Possibly.
You know what I mean? Well, no, I mean, because you, most people, Shaq, I'm not wishing anything like this would ever happen to you.
Well, but don't ask it.
Don't bring it up. Okay. Then don't do it.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Don't do it.
Okay, let's say, what if a guy named McKeel Quineal got hit by a bus?
Okay.
There would be a trust that would be set up so
it'd be like an estate. So,
stuff would go out. So that would be my guess. But I'll tell you this, death row, you talk about, there are great American success stories. If that ain't one of the greatest American success stories that's ever been.
Oh, for sure.
That is one of the great American. Whether people want to accept. Yeah, whether people
and
want
I was
to accept.
There.
Yeah, you were?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I was in LA at the time Death Row had a cracking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to
tell
you this. That is, and everybody wants to study things in business and everything. If you don't study that story, and you don't think that there are stories of people making something out of nothing in this country and becoming billionaires. That's a freaking great story, and everybody in business school should look at it.
Owned by a toy
company.
In
entertainment. Now they're owned by a toy company.
I'm so mad at you three guys.
Why?
Why would we do?
Play some Michael Jackson music. It's Michael Jackson's birthday. He would have been 61 today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest artist ever.
Greatest entertainer maybe ever.
So he's not. Okay.
Hook me up.
He's the greatest artist ever.
I love him. His music.
Music artist?
I'm being clear.
He's one of the best of all
he's
time.
He's one of the best of all
oh,
time.
No, not
without
one.
But an entertainer, though, I think the best. The total package.
Okay.
No pun intended.
It takes. Oh, God.
I mean, what the hell was that?
That was an ad on YouTube because everything's got four ads in front of it now, just not one.
Shaq, when you buy YouTube, I really want you to remove some of these ads.
I'm already on. And you picked that song? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? This is one of the best songs ever.
No, it's not.
Which one is this?
Thriller.
No,
Thriller?
No, stop it.
You're crazy.
You played that for Halloween. What about Beat It and...
Oh, yes. Great songs, but Thriller.
Billy Jean. Happy birthday to Michael Jackson.
I mean, seriously.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Everybody knows the dance from Thriller. Actually, no, nobody knows the dance from Thriller. Everybody thinks they know the dance.
How come of all the celebrities?
Looking and watching through the door.
I don't think that's
how it goes. Don't be singing that with Michael in the store.
He's out to midnight.
Something evil's lurking in the dark.
You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it.
I'll stop it. Y'all messing up the questions.
Okay, you try to scream. Here's what I ask. Everybody, when somebody dies, Elvis dies, Tupac dies, everyone always suspects they're not really dead. They fake their death.
Oh, Mike gone.
Nobody ever suspects. I've never heard one person go, you know what, Michael Jackson, they faked his death.
Nah, he gone.
So you think he's gone?
Yeah, I think Mike gone.
Well, there was a whole lawsuit with his doctor and everything.
That
doesn't mean. His doctor was in court and all that. I mean, I think if he was faking his own death, you wouldn't have seen any of that.
This happened on General Hospital many times.
Yes, I'm sure it did.
Helena Cassidy faked her death and sent Stefan went to prison.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
For killing his mother when she was alive. Yes.
The government gave you $2 billion, and your wife and your daughter can go with you to the Bahamas, but you can never leave again to fake your death, would you?
Gone.
Oh, wow.
I'd change my...
What, you said
$2 billion? Oh,
yo, $2 billion?
$2 billion, or did you say $2 million?
$2 billion.
Oh, gosh. Fake my death tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can all go to... Guess what, though? I want live coverage of my funeral. I want to hear...
You're not gonna,
I want to hear how my funeral goes.
No, you don't want to hear the people are going to say about
I
you.
Did.
You
I
don't
want
to hear that.
I want to hear
you're
how my funeral
dead,
goes.
You're already dead, man. Don't hurt yourself anymore.
I want to hear how my funeral goes.
Yeah, you don't want to hear
that. That happened on General Hospital, too.
First of all, John, you owe me about $100,000.
What?
I had to stop going to the damn airport to the old people telling me about your ass.
What now?
I had to stop going to the airport and fly private because every time I go to the airport, I'll just be sitting trying to get away. Let me tell you about that John Kincaid.
I don't really
agree. Okay, Shaq, here's what I would suggest to you. You always tell me who. Who are those people?
John,
don't worry about those people.
See, John, you can't do old people.
You do
like that.
You say that all the time. Who?
You got to respect your elders, man.
Not old people, John.
Yeah, you got to respect your elders.
People our age and complainers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just say call. Well, yeah.
There you go.
Make sure your diapers are on appropriately.
Oh, God.
Don't worry about it.
All right, well, let's move on here, dude. Jump ball.
All right.
All right, so I just got a bunch of random topics we're going to talk about. No real order to these. Just we're going to kick around some ideas here. NFL football officially kicking off. If you had to pick a receiver to build a fantasy team around, based solely on numbers, not on character, do you go Julio Jones or Antonio Brown?
AB.
Julio Jones.
AB. Antonio Jones. Brown.
Yeah, I'm going Julio. You're going AB?
No, we're talking fantasy.
No, you're talking about numbers. Yeah, you're talking about numbers.
I need touchdowns, so I want Antonio Brown.
Yeah,
okay. Antonio Brown knows how to get touchdowns.
Okay, got it. Yeah, because you know why? Because he gets the damn ball.
That's the point.
How about that? Nah, Julio.
No, I'm going him. I'm going Julio.
Really?
Because Julio's good for like $1.50 a game.
I'm going to whoop you in fantasy.
Six straight seasons of 100 catches.
Correct. I'm going to whoop you in fantasy. Because I got a guy who gets in the end zone, and I got a guy. He's Antonio Brown is going to, by the way, if he gets 32 catches this year, he is the best pass catcher for this decade. And it's going to be the best pass catcher for a decade ever. And that includes Jerry Rice. He needs 32 catches in 2019.
Now, Julio is the better receiver to me.
The better
receiver. He's the more dominant receiver, but he's not a better fantasy.
But if you're playing fantasy,
man,
no
Julio,
way.
Julio, man. No, I ain't trying to hear that mumbo jumbo.
Yeah,
Julio.
Right. Well, no, you can't say that. Jumbo. You can't say that anymore. Why? You got to say flack.
Because remember, you can't use that. That's one of those terms. We played last week in last week's game.
Oh, mumbo jumbo.
Oh, man.
Now you're just
doing it.
All right,
it's like Beetlejuice.
Mumbo jumbo.
But we had Dragon Con here in Atlanta last week.
And Black Gay Pride.
At the same
we'll
time.
We'll get a scouting report later on from B-Dog.
Very good.
what was that?
Wow.
Whoa, what was that?
Well, first off, too.
Wow.
Okay, and I asked, too. Why in Atlanta do we have Black Gay Pride?
My balls was hot.
Oh, there you go.
Don't try me.
Seriously, why do we have Black Gay Pride?
Why can't black folk have stuff on their own?
Why can't we just have... Now, guess what?
Do you feel excluded?
No, what I'm saying is...
Yeah!
What I'm saying is, Gay Pride Weekend, I think it was very inclusive. I saw white people, Asian people, black people, Hispanic people.
John, you know what Atlanta is? The black Mecca.
Okay.
So why can't black people...
have an exclusionary event?
Yeah.
Freaknik was an exclusionary event.
Yes, it
no,
was.
It wasn't. I got stuck in those traffic jams with people having sex on the hood of their cars. It was very inclusionary.
He wasn't invited by any of them.
It was very inclusionary. I'm like sitting there in a traffic and I'm here. Bump, 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 bump. Bump, 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 bump.
Yeah, yeah.
Bump, 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 bump.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you this much. When they got off the hood of the car, it's like, that's what it was. I'm telling you, there was nasty stuff going on the hood of the car.
Freaknik, boy.
I miss Freaknik.
No, you don't.
Freaknik was.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
Mayor, if you want to change Freaknik to Shacknik, give me a call.
Oh.
There'll be Papa John's everywhere, baby.
You might have said something.
Hoodstock.
Yeah, let's do it. Shacknik.
I love it.
Oh, no.
I think it takes on a whole new tenor, though, with your name attached to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Shacknik. We can make it positive.
Yeah,
we
can make it have to be.
You positively going to have people having sex on the hoods of cars.
Yep.
No.
Positively.
Not at Shacknik.
Oh, man. Not at Shacknik.
Come on now. We do that behind closed doors at Shacknik.
Everybody, no sex on hoods of cars. Come get your Papa John's right now.
Okay,
right
good.
Right now.
All right,
line up, baby.
But speaking of all these conventions here, what convention have you ever gone to or would you go to? Have you ever done a convention for anything?
Yeah, Comic-Con.
You've been to Comic-Con, the real Comic-Con?
Oh, my gosh.
I've never been. I'm dying to go.
The whole universe was in a hot
state. I'm dying to go to Comic-Con.
I guess
who
really?
I saw.
Yes.
Oh,
I saw Khaleesi.
Who's that?
See? Oh, Khaleesi from the girl from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yes.
Which one?
She's the dragon queen?
Oh, the queen of dragons.
Yes.
Yes.
Is she the hot one that I liked with the short haircut?
Yes, yes, yes.
With the short hair?
I don't know. I never watched it.
She was the bitch sister.
I never watched it.
Oh,
I
didn't
know.
You never watched Game of Thrones?
No, we didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Neither.
Me neither. Well, you were so excited to meet this girl, but yeah.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
There is a, by the way, you asked, is there a General Hospital convention every July.
Oh, God.
There is every July.
I put on the sheet, is there a General Hospital convention?
Yes, there is. There's General Hospital Fan Weekend.
Have you ever been?
No.
Okay.
Which is a... Because I know the people, so
you
I can
go.
See them. No.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because I got to be with...
On a serious note, fellas, I forgot to tell you. Remember the... beautiful young lady that had a stage 4 cancer and she reached out to me?
Yes, I remember that.
She passed away yesterday.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, her daughter called me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Nice lady.
Right.
Oh, rest in peace, honey bunny.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Way to grind the show to a halt.
That brings down the show.
No, I was just, you know.
You were just trying to take a light moment and make it dark and sad.
I just want to show this lady her honor and respect.
Oh my
God, we appreciate that.
Oh my God, that is a that's
terrible. Yeah, it's but you know what? Good on you for reaching out to her and kind of. I know that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. So good,
on
you. Moving on from that, the trailer's out for the next Joker movie.
Guess what?
Joaquin Phoenix. It looks
I do not watch superhero movies. Don't watch them. I saw the preview for that. Sign me up.
Yeah, it looks.
I'm going.
It looks great.
That looked awesome.
Super dark. I guess the question here is, who's your all-time favorite villain?
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger or Lex Luthor?
Whatever his name.
I thought it was Lex Luger too.
Yeah, black people say Luger.
Luthor from the Superman comics.
No, Lex Luger is a wrestler.
Yes, he's a wrestler.
Was he a villain?
Listen,
Luthor was a villain.
Lex Luthor is the villain.
Luger.
A Luger is something you spit.
No, that's a loogie.
That's a loogie.
Yeah, that's Lex Luger. He's a different
Lex
villain.
Wait a minute, favorite villain of all time?
Yeah, do you know why? Because he was always able to talk his way out of an ass whooping.
He was. And you know what made him a great villain?
Always.
He was Superman's nemesis, and he had no powers at all.
No powers at all.
Because he was way smarter than everybody in the room. That's a great bad guy.
That's how I feel in this room weekly.
Oh, very good for you. Who's your favorite villain? Some ass from General Hospital?
No. From Days of Our Lives.
Okay, there it is.
Stefano DiMera.
Yeah, all right. Good.
Played by the great Joe Moscolo, the Phoenix, who died on the show like six or seven times.
Okay.
And he was the Phoenix, and he would always come back.
When do you have time to watch this stuff?
Charlie works 3 hours a day.
Three hours a day of sports talk radio.
Yeah.
And then I carry your ass around for an hour a week.
he has the coveted noon to three spot.
Seriously.
He's got all afternoon to himself, man. He's good.
Guess what? There are enough people here would know and would have great respect for the Phoenix.
Okay.
Stefano DiMera. He finally died in real life, though.
John.
Yes.
I can see you in your house coat and your slippers with your legs crossed eating your little chips.
Watching GH?
Velvet robe
Yes.
Going to Port Charles or Salem. Or Genoa City. Yes,
B-Dog, who's your favorite villain?
I'm going to go with somebody fairly recent. I'm going to go with Thanos.
Thanos is a good villain.
The way he put them hands to Hulk.
Oh, my God.
Bruh.
You ain't kidding, man.
He beat Hulk
into
submission.
They opened Infinity War with him kicking Hulk's ass.
Boy.
I mean, it's
that
great.
That man Hulk didn't show his face until later.
And I will tell you that just wait, because my favorite bad guy's on the way still. Dr. Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom.
Dr.
Doom is the Spider-Man guy, right?
No, he's the Fantastic Four guy, and he's the greatest villain in comics history, in my opinion.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dr. Doom does some really dark stuff. We have a video out this week of you squeezing your big ass into a smart car.
How about that, Shaq?
What was that about?
That was my car.
That was not your car.
Have I ever lied to my podcast posse?
Yes, many times.
You don't own that car.
Weekly.
Yeah. You've lied to us.
All right.
That's my car.
Shaq, how did you fit in that car?
That's my car. You saw me get in the car.
Yeah, I saw the guy with the can opener get your ass into that car.
Saw me get in the car and you saw me drive off.
I did.
Car.
Okay.
Somebody made money off of that or something.
So I guess my question is...
No, you know what's really funny?
What?
Me driving Alex in the passenger side and Rock in the back.
Oh, Jesus. No way.
Oh my gosh.
There's no way.
That's how we got
here.
Wait,
hold on. Wait a minute. Now I know you're BSing because there's no back seat in a
smart car. There's no back seat in a smart car.
In my smart car, it's smart car because it's called special.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I guess my question is this fad going away of smart cars? Are we tired of smart cars?
Yeah, get them the hell out of my way on the roadway, please. Thank you.
I feel like I could crush them.
I think it's going to happen.
What's up?
You know how they rent the little scooters and rent the little bikes? You know, American Express, they rent the little bikes.
Oh, yeah, like the little bird scooters and stuff.
Smart cars are next, I think.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I
think smart cars are next.
Are we allowed to do a senselessly sensitive?
You can if you want to.
Let's insert one.
Yeah. All right, well, go ahead. You want to do a senselessly sensitive?
Yes, let's insert one right here.
Let me get you the music.
Because it gets right onto me here.
Oh, okay, well, let me find you the music.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I used to have it. Oh,
I surprised you.
Go ahead, Johnny.
May I just suggest to you, as we talk about smart cars there, I've told you many times before, if you're in a four-cylinder or if you're in any car that has a leaf on it, get the hell out of my way in the left lane. You don't belong there. When your parents allow you to drive a real car, maybe you can drive with the big kids. But I would suggest this too. Why in the world are employers, malls, and even Battery Atlanta where we work, Why are we setting up prime parking spaces for people that plug in their cars to give them free electricity to drive their car? Do we have spots at the beginning of the garage in perfect location for people to come up and get free gas?
No, because other people make money on that.
So I get my car right there back? Why are we using money here paying for someone? If you have an electric car, you should have to swipe your credit card to get electricity to charge your damn car. Why are we giving people with electric cars free electricity? Do we give free gas out? No.
Sometimes.
No, we don't give free gas out when you come to work. Get those stupid ass plug-in cars out of the best spots. Put them in the crappiest part of a parking garage and then let them have their free electricity. And by the way, don't put it undercover either. So that way, if it rains, we may start to thin the herd a little bit.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
John, by the way, now the CEO of ExxonMobil, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Fighting
seriously,
for the oil companies.
I'm serious. Why are we giving people... Why would we give
they
them...
They do have the best spots.
But they do. And why would
they
we
really
give them
do.
Free... And why are we giving them free electricity?
Because they haven't found a way to make money off it yet, like they have gas.
Why? But I mean, it's just flat. No, if we would get those damn cars off the road, if we stop giving these people free electricity, and then they drive in the left lane and they hold us all up.
John has
destroying
no care
the fabric
for the
of society.
John,
oh, yeah.
John, yes. I want to do a Tesla experiment with you.
What's a Tesla experiment?
I want to buy a Tesla. Me and you're going to stay up all night, go to the hookah bar, hang out, and then we're going to get in the car and drive 50 miles and fall asleep. And if we wake up, we know we made it.
I'm telling you, those driverless cars.
There's an experiment
guess what,
for you.
Driverless cars, I promise you this, living here
terrifies
in Atlanta. No, driving would improve in Atlanta.
Oh, and here?
If we
yes,
had driverless
in this city,
cars. Because this city is like something out the Fast and the Furious.
Scares the hell out of me, driverless
cars.
It can
get a little wild driving in the
city.
That
ain't the bold and the beautiful, by the way.
After the Kobe conversation last week, we had a lot of people say that some of the best games they ever watched in the NBA were Shaq and Kobe Lakers playoffs games. What's the best game in any sport you've ever watched? Win or lose?
I'm going to say
because I can tell you the Texas-USC National Championship game is hands down the best football game I've ever seen.
06.
That's the best you ever saw?
Oh, my God. That game went back and forth.
There's not a question. There's not a question in my mind. 41-33.
Oh, the Eagles.
Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl, which went absolutely awesome, and Patriots come back, take the lead at the end. Nick Foles leads them to the championship I always wanted. Then they strip Brady. It was awesome. It'll always make and I cry every time I watch it. I cry every damn time.
Conor McGregor, Nick Diaz won.
Really?
I won $100,000.
Oh well,
did you really?
Okay. Oh yeah,
that'd be my favorite game.
If the Falcons would have pulled off the Super Bowl win, that would have been the best game I ever watched.
Would have been the best you ever saw.
That turned into one of the worst
history for another reason.
It's turned into the one game I can't ever watch again. If you get your morning coffee, Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kreme has the best coffee. Y'all tripping.
Oh, yeah.
Krispy Kreme is very awesome, too, but yes, I don't drink coffee. You. But I get my unsweet tea, and
Dunkin'
you see
Donuts
me
every day.
You see me every day, and I have a Dunkin' Donuts cup because I don't have a Krispy Kreme near me.
Yeah.
And when Shaq really gets a Krispy Kreme here in the battery.
Do you do the pumpkin spice thing?
No, I'm a...
I've never done
no,
that.
No, I'm a man.
Yeah, okay, thank
well,
you.
However, my new drink at Starbucks is the medicine ball.
What's that?
I don't know what it is. I just went in there one day. I saw it. And I was getting a cold. I took two of the medicine balls.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Wait, it made you better? It made you better? What is it, herbs and stuff?
I don't know what it is. All I know is it's from Starbucks, so it must be legal.
Do you run it by Rock before you ingest it?
Yes, right there. Yes.
And he was fine with it.
Rock don't know. Rock is not an ingredients master.
He's a master of many domains, obviously.
He is. But it's not alcohol. It's not illegal. I'm good. And it's not my favorite soda, which is Pepsi.
I'm telling you. Okay. Rock's a skirt dropper.
All right, that's enough.
He's got some charm.
All right,
women are not immune to Rock's charms.
Are you John or Joanna?
I'm telling you.
Joanna,
I love you.
There you go. All right, one last one here in a jump ball, and we'll move on. Our buddy Jason Isbell, the singer, threw this one out on Twitter. What's the worst thing you've ever spilled in your car? I'm going to give you a few of the people that responded to him.
Man.
Jason Isbell's was a full pint of baked beans that he spilled in his car. Others were a quart of sauerkraut, an exploded 12-pack of Dr. Pepper, and a bag of flour.
Oh, God.
That is terrible. Flour gets in
Let
everything.
Me go first.
Oh, yes.
All right, go, man.
I didn't drop it, but I left some goddamn milk in one of my Mercedes, one of my favorite cars. I had to trade that thing in.
That wasn't spoiler.
Did it spill?
Spoiler alert.
No, it just
turned.
Spoiler alert. It wasn't milk. Spoiler alert.
Very good.
I would say to you that Robin, you may or may not, because they make fun of me about this all the time. There's no, you don't, unless you're me with a cap on the, we don't eat or drink in my car.
Yeah, oh, you kidding?
He wanted them people.
No, you don't know that?
John, no.
John, you are the worst dad. Please stop with all that crap.
Don't eat or drink in my car.
Why?
I eat and drink in the car constantly.
Yeah, I eat and drink in the car all the time.
No, you can have something to drink. Don't eat in the car. I don't even eat in my car.
We eat in the car constantly.
Really?
We're always running around, man.
Yeah, I was eating in the car. Yeah, had a large pizza in the car.
Yeah.
And eating down the road.
There's probably French fries under my seat, Doritos, and who knows, man. We know how to get John's goat now. Just talking about the name. When we were going to the radio station one day, Shannon had like a two giant things of iced tea, stopped short, and boom! All over everywhere
sticky.
In her car. Everywhere. Yeah, sticky iced tea.
It
everywhere.
Was an iced tea.
Brutal.
Say that again, Rob. Boom! All over everywhere in the car. It was sticky.
It wasn't
good.
Sticky, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, if you got any topics for us to ever cover in Jump Ball, just send them over to thebigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com.
ESPN's Woody Page is putting down the chalkboard and picking up the mic for the Woody Page podcast on Podcast One.
You came to me and said, I'm thinking about taking this job with the NFL Network.
Yeah.
What do you think? And I said, take it, because you can always come back to newspapers.
And I could tell you, Jim Saccomano, who was a vice president with the Broncos, I remember going to him, and he looked at me like I was crazy, like, you must stay.
Drop the chalk and download new episodes of the Woody Page Podcast every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
All right, you know what that means. That music means we're getting ready for our weekly Pick'em charity contest brought to our friends at betonline.ag for week two of the NFL. In fact, Rob, Adam B. is joining us
for this segment.
What's going on? Adam B., what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, not much.
I'm sure you guys are probably jamming now that NFL is back.
Yeah, busy time of the year, and then everything else starts kicking off soon as well. You know, basketball and hockey and college basketball. So NFL is the big one, but it's always a crazy time of year.
Adam, you sound like you got a little bit of a Canadian twinge to you there.
Yes, I do.
You do? Where are you from?
I'm originally from the Montreal area.
Okay,
cool.
I heard that,
yeah,
in your
John
voice.
Picked that up right away.
I got that right
there.
Now, each week, everybody can follow along at #SportsNetChallenge. We've got a $5,000 season-long charity contest, and Adam B., Shaq has demanded this year that our podcast win.
Yeah.
Or there are going to be sweeping changes.
He said,
you call the guys from Bet Online, you get them on the phone.
You better get them
big winners every week or
we're
going to be hell to pay.
Adam, I mean, now remember, too, we tell people, it's not just the NFL that you can use with betonline.ag. We're talking about, NFL, college football, NBA right around the corner, Major League Baseball postseason, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's just going to get more crazier as time goes on. Once mid-October comes, everything's sort of in full swing of things, so it's really busy on our end, and at Bet Online, you could basically bet on anything you want, right? So, funny thing, the other day I was researching, I was working late at night, and my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have to do some work. She's like, why? I said, well, Dancing with the Stars is starting, they just announced the cast, so I have research it. and I didn't know half the people in it, so I was
love
like
that.
Yeah, so I was researching it, and obviously Ray Lewis and a couple people that I knew they were, but I was like, who the hell are these people? And then so anyways, once you research them, you kind of figure out who they are, and we put up odds on stuff like that. We put up a whole bunch of sort of exotic props for the NFL this season, stuff like, will Gronkowski end up playing for the Patriots at some point, and how many players will get arrested.
You can bet on that? That's a line? line?
You better be up researching this stuff then. You can visit betonline.ag, and don't forget that promo code podcast1, spell it all out, O-N-E at the end, for your 50% sign-up bonus. It's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Adam, can we run our week two picks by you and just sort of get like a feeling about what you think of these teams?
Sure, no problem.
Rob, I'm going to tell you one right here.
Go ahead.
Last year, the Patriots got beat by the Dolphins. Remember that amazing finish?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The Patriots are at the Dolphins this week.
Oh, that ain't going to happen
Tom
again.
Tom Brady is going to he's going to crush them like a bug.
Who still plays for the Dolphins is the question. They've lost like half their roster.
Adam, without giving us a thumbs up on the lock, but we're making that our lock. I mean, Brady's not going to have 2 years in a row when he gets embarrassed by the Dolphins.
I would tend to agree with you. Patriots are one of those teams that we always take a lot of money on, so we're going to be Dolphins fans at the book. But
sure,
you're right. I think after that last year, that was the game with the laterals, right?
Crazy, incredible, yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching that, and I actually had the Dolphins that game, so
good on you.
I was happy that day.
good on you.
The Baltimore Ravens have a home game against the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray, and they're coming into town. Arizona, one of the youngest and I think worst teams in the NFL, going into Baltimore. I think Baltimore's defense is going to make them look stupid.
These are both interesting teams because, two sort of, I wouldn't say Baltimore's quarterback's a rookie, but, he's still not established. Sometimes you get guys that just, he did pretty well last year when he played, but who knows how he's gonna play. And then Murray, I mean, these rookie quarterbacks, you never know. They could be hit or miss. I think Arizona's one of those teams that if he does pan out, they actually probably will have a decent season, but you're right. I mean, they have some good players, but I don't know if their defense will be able to handle Baltimore.
I don't think Oakland can score with Kansas City and can trade scores with Kansas City. I like the Chiefs over the Raiders.
I think Mahomes a legit MVP candidate this year if he has a good season.
Is he your top MVP prospect right now?
Yeah, he's the favorite. Obviously, there's other guys in there like Brady and a couple guys
that are
always sort of around. Yeah, Carson Wentz. And actually, Carson Wentz is taking probably the most money for MVP.
Is he really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And, I'm happy with that as an Eagles fan. I'm very happy with that.
There's a lot of Eagles fans around, so we'll always take more money on some teams. Like, I call them public teams, like the Eagles, the Steelers, the Cowboys, those type of teams. So whenever you have odds up on players or those games or the odds from the Super Bowl, we'll always see a little more money on those guys just because they're the Bears. Just because they're sort of nationally kind of based, and there's fans in every state for those teams.
I love the Cowboys over the Redskins. Rob, are we good with this?
I'm fine
Cowboys
with
over the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm fine with
Cowboys
now over that, the now Redskins. That, Zeke's back.
Yes, that's it. Bully the Redskins a little bit, and then Houston in their home opener versus the Jaguars.
I mean, Houston isn't that division. The whole division is pretty wide open. And I think especially now that Luck's not there, they were the initial favorites to win that division, the Colts, at even money. Now they're the biggest underdogs at about 5-1.
There you go. One player can change everything, right?
Yeah, for sure, and especially that division. I mean, it's sort of wide open. All their season win totals and all their odds to win the Super Bowl are all about the same. So that's going to be an interesting division. But, yeah, I mean, Houston should win that game. If they don't, then it'll say a lot about Houston's season. And then I think if they can't beat those teams in their division, then they're going to be in trouble probably this year.
And I love Deshaun Watson. But one thing, the day we're taping this, Adam, is the day that the news broke about Antonio Brown being suspended by the Raiders. Has that changed anything for you guys? Or, like, can you take lines on will he play this year? Or, like, what's up and related to Antonio Brown right now?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I'm actually going to put up odds on how many games will he play this year.
Wow, okay.
Okay. And what's the line? Do you know?
I was, right before I called you guys, I was actually looking into that. It's hard. Those things are hard to do from an odds maker perspective.
I would imagine.
Of course, yeah.
Exact science, right? There's not like I have stats on this.
Right.
I could just kind of look at, past suspensions and how long will they do it. And I still need a better and clearer look at what actually he's being suspended for and why. And sure. I know why, these are tricky ones, and we put them up for people to have fun with.
Oh, of course, yeah.
If you put up a prop on whether he's going to end up in a padded cell, I might bet that one. Because it's crazy right now. Check out Adam B. and all the guys at betonline.ag. Use the promo code podcast1, spell it out, for your 50% sign-up bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, Adam. We appreciate your time today, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
No problem, and I hope you guys win that contest.
Oh, God, so do we. We're going to have Shaq to answer
there
to.
There you go.
So. All right,
take
man.
Take care, buddy.
See you, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. All right, John, before we get to Borderline, while we were waiting for you to arrive before last week's show, we had some time, and Shaq decided it's time to make prank calls. We talked a little bit about this last week, but we wanted to play it this week. So he gave me the number for the director of diversity and inclusion for Papa John's and wanted me to call her and say, what happened to all the white people in this company? And it, of course, is in good spirits. It's all in good fun. And with Papa John's permission, we present this call.
Victoria.
I got it.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Victoria.
This is she.
Oh, okay. I was past your number. I was trying to work on a complaint here, and I don't know who to talk to. They kind of sent me your way. Are you the director of diversity for this company, for Papa John's?
I do. Yes, I lead diversity.
Okay. What's going on with all the Shaq stuff? I feel like I feel like the company has moved away from including white people in anything anymore. And I don't know what the hell it is going on. Like, I mean, I used to be all about Papa John's, and now all of a sudden I'm being told that I'm not included in all this. That you know, Shaq's the face now, and it's like you get with the new culture or you get out. And trying to explain this to my kids, I don't know how the hell to explain this to my kids. And they sent me your number to talk to you, so I don't know if you can help with any of this. But I'm at ends here. I don't know what to do.
Well, first, I'm sorry you feel that way. That is not the culture and direction of Papa John's.
Well, I mean, you ousted the white guy.
So, before we continue, can you give me, what's your name? Like, you didn't work for Papa John's, right? You just filed a complaint that you feel excluded?
Yes, I'm a customer.
Okay, what's your name?
John Kincaid.
John Kincaid, okay. So, has the restaurant been rude to you, or someone has been rude to you or excluded you from something as a customer?
As a customer, no. I just feel that the entire direction of everything that's being put in front of us is moving completely away from, like, I support my community and all that stuff, and I'm from the northeast corner of Atlanta, and, you know, everything was cool, and then everything changed, and I don't understand why everything just changed and moved completely away from what it was traditionally, because everything was great. I mean, I used to like Papa John's, see him in the commercials like Peyton Manning and stuff, and now it's like none of that.
But the brand is about the pizza and the product. Do you still like the product?
It's fine. It just, you know, it just feels like I'm not being included. That's all.
Well, I would love to make sure you feel included if you love the product, because that is ultimately what this brand is about, is the pizza. It's not about any individual. It's about our team members. It's about our franchisees. We're an 80% franchise company. And it's about bringing people together around great product. So it's in no way excluding you. And if you feel that way, I hate to hear that and would love to figure out what makes you feel included.
They changed the number to like 470 Shaq or something. So now I have to dial his name just to get pizza. Sucks.
Do you have hard feelings towards Shaquille?
I've never related to him. I don't look at him as like a guy that I want to hang out with. I don't understand what happened. Good old-fashioned white pizza. It's just gone.
Well.
Victoria, aha, we got you.
This was not my idea. I want to go ahead and throw that on the line right now.
I was not
for this. But,
great job, Victoria.
Victoria, I feel very included in this company. I want you to know that.
I was like, what?
Love you, Victoria.
Hey,
how you doing?
Love you. Sorry.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
She's going to be confused all day.
Good old-fashioned white pizza.
She's
going to
be confused all day.
What happened to good old-fashioned white pizza?
That was good. That was a good one.
Rob, I must say, you are the top pranker in the game.
You ousted the white guy.
Yeah. He's like, I got to dial 470 Shaq all the time.
Not a guy I want
to
hang out with.
Why don't you dial his ass to get pizza? Yeah. I just want pizza. I don't want to talk about Shaq.
Hey, guys, listen up. Did you know that healthy blood flow is the key to a better life? Seriously, true. I'm talking about healthy blood pressure, healthier circulation, maintaining sexual function, and a better quality of life. That's why we're proud to introduce you to Nitro Boost. It's got that special blend of ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels that improve blood flow safely and naturally.
That's right. Americans across the country are seeing the amazing benefits of Nitro Boost in their everyday lives. Like Paul from North Carolina, who says his blood pressure is down, and so is the swelling in his feet. It's the real deal. And if it doesn't work for you, get your money back. No questions asked.
Go to buynitroboost.com. That's buynitroboost.com. Order today, and you're going to receive a free bottle of the brand new fish oil formula just for trying Nitro Boost.
Better yet, come to our website right now and get upgraded to priority shipping for free. Go to buynitroboost.com. That's buynitroboost.com.
Hey, what's happening, man? It's Tip T.I. Harris. Come check me out, man. Join me on my new podcast called Expeditiously. Exclusively available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Now, every week I'm going to be talking to people who move the culture forward, who are shaping and changing the world in their own way. You're going to hear some shit that will change your life and move the needle in your world. Expeditiously is exclusively available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Now, what I need you to do is download and subscribe to Expeditiously with a new episode dropping every Thursday. Do it expeditiously.
This week's edition of Borderline. We bid adieu to B-Dog, who's got to run out of here. He's got actual job responsibilities.
B-Dog has to leave?
Yeah, he's got job responsibilities.
Well, it's Georgia Tech night. Is this the Georgia Tech Open?
Freedom Bowl.
Yeah. By the way, look for my man Steve Weiss down there.
There you go. Oh, Steve's
in town.
Oh, I love Steve.
B-Dog, don't drink too many refreshments.
Seriously. He said don't drink too many refreshments.
Come on, B-Dog.
He already took his headsets off. He's out the
door.
Now,
the most entertaining part of that game may be the bands.
This is an amazing borderline, by the way. It came to us from JJ at our Gmail. I'd never seen this before. But
Dynamite!
I think this is kind of the definition of borderline. Samuel L. Jackson doing an interview for the RoboCop remake when it came out, and the news anchor mistakes him for somebody else completely.
Did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? My mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
He thought he was Lawrence Fishburne.
I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
I am guilty. This is a well-deserved spanking. Thank you for it.
Wow.
He thought Samuel L. Jackson was Lawrence
Samuel
Fishburne.
Samuel L. Jackson and Lawrence Fishburne.
They do not look alike.
Guess what? No, they do not. Put up a side-by-side.
Not even close. No.
Yeah, listen.
All right.
Pipe down, Rock. Pipe down.
Don't tell. You got to be quiet. He'll beat your ass and take your life.
I'm 850 miles away. He can't beat my ass now.
Well,
he's
coming back soon enough. John just hit me in the face with something for no good reason. All right, we kicked off the NFL this past weekend. This one comes to us from the San Diego Chargers preseason game a couple weeks earlier in the Seahawks. Todd L. and Grizz sent this into our Gmail. This is amazing. Spiro Deeds is the guy's name?
Spiro Deeds.
Spiro Deeds. He's got a play call here of Chris Pasek, a big Chris Pasek late in the game. I do not understand this at all.
Here's Smith. And he is dicked. Chris Peace.
What?
Adding to his preseason sack total.
Is that what? Like his call?
And he is dicked.
What?
Dicked?
I have never heard that. I swear to you. Spiro Deeds did that?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is dicked.
Oh, my gosh.
What does that mean?
Spiro, that's what your agent felt like when he had to take the calls afterwards. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is incredible to me. I've never heard that before.
I love that.
Shaq, have you ever heard that expression?
Well, no, not like
he
that.
He is dicked.
Well, that's
No.
That's unbelievable. I was going to go somewhere, and I decided to.
That is unbelievable. Right. Don't go there.
Let's end up with a very random one. Very random but funny. This is Willie at our Gmail. These two gentlemen on YouTube are trying to repair a channel drain, and they're just hammering away at it.
And I can't get in there with anything else but this, but you can see how much it's compacting.
Yeah.
What you can do now is come behind me and start filling it in all the way up to the top of the asphalt.
Jeez.
And the other guy looked at him and went,
and he is dicked.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. What at the blank was that?
That's one of those random
what
YouTube ones,
what was that?
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that's this week's edition of Borderline.
That is unbelievable.
All right, well, I have a new game for us this week.
Okay.
We've never played this before. It comes to us from our friends at The Woody Show in Los Angeles. They're letting us borrow this game.
Okay.
It's called Zero to Political.
Now, Shaq has an advantage if it's The Woody Show.
Okay, that's
I mean, let's be honest.
All right, this game's
got sort of a built-in advantage.
It's called Zero to Political.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a story that has absolutely nothing at all to do with politics. It will be one of your jobs in each question to guess how many comments down before someone turned the story political.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so for instance, we'll do the first one. You'll get the hang of this. From ABC News, the Berlin Zoo is expecting the birth of baby pandas soon. That was the headline. So, Shaq, how many comments down until someone turned this political? And then when he gives his guess, John, you get to go higher or lower. Then we'll switch. So Shaq goes first. How many comments down before someone turned Berlin Zoo having baby pandas into a political story?
I'm going to go with five.
All right, Shaq says five comments. John, higher or lower?
Under. I will go under. I will go lower.
Okay, so you're going to go lower.
No, I'm going. Which means, wait a minute, that means someone did
less
it before
less comments
then.
Or more comments?
Less.
Less comments?
So
okay,
one
so
through
lower.
Four.
Okay, one through
lower.
Four. The point's actually going to go to Shaquille O'Neal, who the fifth comment
said, my gosh.
Thank God that panda didn't register.
Guess.
Thank God that panda didn't register Democrat. If not, they would have to take a right to Planned Parenthood.
That's incredible.
Birth of baby pandas.
And someone turned it
someone
into a political
Someone turned it political.
Thing.
All right.
Stupid ass.
So this next one will be for John to guess and Shaq to go higher or lower. This is from Twitter. Blue's Clues is returning.
It really is?
And the original host, Steve Burns, is making a cameo as the show comes back.
Okay.
How many comments, John, until someone turned that into a political story?
Seven.
All right, John's going to say seven. Shaquille O'Neal, higher or lower than seven comments?
Lower.
All right, he's going to say lower. It came in at four comments.
Oh, my gosh.
Until someone
How did someone turn it political?
The fourth comment says, looks like Steve had to drop out of college. He dying from all that Republican debt.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
On the story.
Oh, my gosh. This is a great game, by the way.
Oh, man.
Great game.
All right. So that's 2-0, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq's up to it here.
Story number three from Facebook. Macaulay Culkin, on the news that Disney is rebooting Home Alone, celebrates his 39th birthday this week. Shaquille O'Neal, how many comments until someone turned Macaulay Culkin celebrating his 39th birthday into a political story?
He's doing a lot of drugs and acting crazy. Three.
All right, Shaq's going to say three comments.
Over.
John's going over. On the second comment
of
the story,
that's unbelievable.
Someone comments, he looks like a baby Trump who always home alone because his wife hates him.
Oh, my gosh.
Two Damn. Comments.
That is incredible.
Two comments.
That's incredible.
All right. So 3-0, Shaquille O'Neal.
This is fantastic, though.
All right. From Twitter, this one's going to be from John. Case Keenum was named the starting quarterback in the Washington Redskins opener against the Eagles. How many comments, John, until someone turned that into a political story?
Four.
All right, John says four. Shaq, higher or lower than four comments?
Below.
You say lower? It's going to be get John back in the game. It was actually the ninth comment.
And what was it?
LOL, he'll last as long as a White House press secretary.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. Yeah, every single story. This is incredible.
Every story turns political because that's the world we live in. All right, 3-1 Shaq. Story number five is going to be for Shaquille O'Neal. This is from Bloomberg. Hundreds competed in the 34th World Bog Snorkeling Competition in Wales. This is where they put their face
right.
in the bog and
in
they
the bog.
And they snorkel and look for stuff. So how many comments until someone turned that political, Shaq?
I'm going to go 5.
I was going to say 5. John?
I'll go under.
You're going to go less. Well, that's going to be another point for Shaquille O'Neal. It was the 6th comment, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
And it says, looks like you don't have to live in Washington for being rewarded for burying your head in the mud.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
4-1 Shaq. Next story for Mr. Kincaid. This comes to us from Google's. Gamers rejoice as Mario Kart Tour arrives on iOS and Android on September 25th. So, John.
Is this a big deal, by the way?
It's cool because you get to play Mario Kart on your phone now.
Okay.
So that's the game.
So it is
game.
A big deal.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A fun game.
Okay.
Everybody loves Mario Kart. How many comments until someone turned that into a political story?
5.
All right, Shaq, higher or lower than 5 comments?
I'm going to go higher.
He's going to go higher.
That's going to mess with Mario.
It's going to get Kincaid in the game again.
Damn it.
3 comments.
What was the comment?
The way this nation's going, I'm ready to drive off the rainbow road with Mario.
Oh, my gosh.
3 comments.
It's unbelievable.
So that's going to be 4-2.
People are deranged.
4-2. Oh, yes, they
are. People are deranged.
Very much so. All right, this next one's for Shaq. This is from Gizmodo. Disney unveils the first look at the new Star Wars show, The Mandalorian. At the D23 Expo.
This is going to be the new Star Wars show that's at Disney World.
Right? No, they're talking about the new Star Wars show that's streaming for Disney Plus.
Okay.
Directed by Jon Favreau.
Okay.
It's a story of a bounty hunter called The Mandalorian. How many comments, Shaq, until someone turned the new Star Wars show into a political story?
People love Star Wars. I'm going to go 8.
I'm going lower.
Oh, John is back in
game. And guess what? I know why, and I know what they did. They said something about Trump using the Mandalorian to hunt down illegal aliens.
They didn't, but that would have been a good one.
Like, I would have thought
that. It was the 7th comment, and it said, yeah, it's because all we need is another show about a guy solving all his problems with a gun. Welcome to America in 2019.
Okay, there
Unreal.
We go.
Unreal. All right, well, hey, look, 4-3 as we come
4-3,
down to the final
Shaq,
question.
We might have a tiebreaker.
This question's going to come for John. This is from People Magazine.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus debuts a new breakup tattoo on stage at the VMAs after Liam Hemsworth files for divorce. This has absolutely nothing to do with politics. How many comments until someone made it political?
3.
John says 3. Shaquille O'Neal for the win, higher or lower than 3 comments?
Higher.
And that's going to be a win for Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh,
it was
don't
the
tell
sixth,
me it's 4.
It was
oh,
the
okay.
6th comment. And it was just typical Democrat.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That was the comment, which had
oh
nothing
gosh.
To do with anything.
I just sent you a song, Rob. You play that one.
I can't. I can't get
you
over
just
it.
You sent me something new?
I yep. absolutely can't get over it.
And, John, I want you to decipher these lyrics if you can.
Okay.
Man, usually when I see them, I just glance. This is a classic, John. Trust me. Joanna, what you doing to me? What you doing to me? She threw it to me. I threw it right back. Beat it like a drum. Boom, pat, pat, pat. She was saying, slow down, shack, shack, shack. I was like, nah, nah, that, that. No. Dog like cat, cat. But your man can't do it like that, that. Hit it from the front, back, back, back. Then she pulled out the cuffs, clear, clack, clack. Stopped the beat for a second, what the hell is that? Then she said, you want a meal or you want a snack? I can't, I got a girlfriend. And guess what? She got a girlfriend. Get it?
I'm feeling it.
Never guilty, never caught, always acquitted. That's right, it's the big time.
It's my new rim song, John.
You play this in the club, John? They go crazy. It's called Joanna, John.
Really?
Yes.
It's not the Joanna that I know.
Oh, it's a little bit of a different version. Sorry.
It's a little bit different.
John's Joanna's much whiter than this.
Joanna.
Joanna. Joanna.
Oh. That's
Joanna.
Great. I'm going to download that and put that into the show.
Joanna.
That's awesome.
It's a little filthy.
That's great.
It's not filthy, John.
I like
it's
it.
It's a little filthy.
It's not filthy.
It's not filthy.
A curse word
John,
is not filthy, though.
Okay, I'm just saying, a little filthy.
John, you can never decipher my lyrics. You think you can. That's what makes me so enigmatic. She threw it to me, I threw it right
what
back.
What did you call yourself?
Enigma.
Oh,
okay.
Enigmatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
On that note, yeah.
Enigma.
John.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, she threw it to me, I threw
Enigma,
it right back.
Enigma, please.
I'm talking about a pillow.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Yeah,
but say the minds of people, they think I'm talking about something else.
What about when you're getting it from the front and getting it from the back?
No. Okay, but hold on. Let me finish. She threw it to me. I threw it right back. Beat it like a drum. Boom, pat, pat, pat. The pillow. I'm still hitting on the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She was saying, slow down, shack, shack, shack. We're pillow fighting. And I'm just hitting. Nah. Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit her from the front. I hit her in the stomach. Hit her from the back. She tried to turn around and run. I hit her in the back.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And he is dicked.
I'm checking. I'm checking.
Up in the morning, life is real.
I'm checking Olivia's phone tonight for the lyrics to some of these songs. This is terrible. Oh, my gosh.
What she said, John?
I'm checking her phone tonight. Make sure she doesn't have Joanna on her phone. Jeez.
The big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
Dad, did you ever hear Uncle Shaq singing?
No. We're at Shaqcast on Twitter. And the big podcast with Shaq on Instagram.
Before he leaves CBS Studios in New York, thank you so much for the hosting.
Yes.
Shaq, go get me a raise. Go get me a raise or an extension.
Something.
Go into Mark Chernoff's office before you leave and go get me an extension on the show, a raise, anything, all right? Yeah.
Kick down a few doors
for him. And if Rock needs to back you up for a little muscle, please do it.
All right. See you next week, Shaquille. Love you, buddy.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
See you, man.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.
We get a lot of people who reach out to the show for business tips, because Shaq is one of the biggest brands in the world on two feet.
We get a lot of this.
But he's also a business owner. So keeping track of any business, that can be tricky. So Dr. O'Neill has got a solution for you.
Introducing NetSuite by Oracle, the business management software that handles every aspect of your business in an easy-to-use cloud platform, giving you the visibility and control you need to grow. With NetSuite, you save time, money, and unneeded headaches by managing sales, finance, accounting, orders, and HR instantly, right from your desk or your phone.
And that's why NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system. So instead of using one system for accounting, another one for sales, another for inventory, you make your business life easier with NetSuite. And right now, NetSuite's offering you valuable insights with a free guide. You get 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/Shaq.
That's netsuite.com/Shaq to download your free guide. 7 key strategies to grow your profits. netsuite.com/Shaq.